This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
If you want to see something spectacular in District 61, I would highly encourage you to, however you want to go about this, but if you get a chance, take a tour of John's Hill. It is one of the most amazing architectural pieces we have in this entire community. Now, we spent 8 years at John's Hill with our family, the old school, not the new school. But it always had this culture. English is a second language. It always sort of felt like the mini United Nations. You know, our guy was in like 3 years of Spanish by the third grade. It was just a wonderful experience. The parents were heavily involved. Even with the oldest building in the district, there was sort of a magic about the place. But now it's unbelievable. You look at that park, you look at that neighborhood, you look at this new building, and it's the theater is stunning. You could put it on the campus of Millikan University and it would look at home with what they have there with the new School of Theater and Dance. And it's our great pleasure to welcome into the program the principal of John's Hill. It's hard for me to say that because Mr. Prangy was there for so long. Michelle Bonebrick, how are you?
We're doing really good today. We would really like to thank you for giving us this time to kind of highlight some of the things that are happening at John's Hill. So thank you for dedicating that time, not only for us, but for the entire district.
Well, listen, you know, a school district the size of DPS, is usually putting out fires or reacting to this or that. And people don't put aside the time to talk about all the positive things that are happening. And you got to have context. When you've got 7,000 plus kids, yeah, you're going to have a fight every once in a while, but you're also going to have about 98 other great stories that go along with that. So thank you for being here today. Now, you were assistant principal for quite a while under Rob, right?
Yes, I was. I was assistant principal for 14 years under Rob Prangy.
Yeah. Am I lying or am I wrong about the vibe at John's Hill?
Not at all. We really pride ourselves on all of the things that you had just spoke about. But most importantly, we pride ourselves on the arts integration piece. That's kind of our identity and why we do what we do at John's Hill. And here this morning, hopefully you'll be able to hear that enthusiasm and that focus in different voices.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. Kevin Hell is with us. You teach social studies.
I do. I have the honor to teach at John's Hill and that mini little United Nations you were talking about.
Yeah, you're in a play this weekend.
I am. I'm a shark in Finding Nemo Jr.
Have you pull that microphone up
sure.
Just a little bit.
I'm there. A shark in Finding Nemo Jr.
There you go.
Yep.
That theater, I mean, I don't know if people haven't had a reason to be in the building that they know, but it's spectacular.
Oh, truly state of the art. It has a sound studio behind it that, like we were talking about earlier, could be on the campus of Millikan University. The stage is top notch. The lighting, I mean, the spotlight lighting is spectacular. It's a great venue, and Decatur should be really proud of it.
Now, I know that outside people use this occasionally, right? I mean, it's certainly for your students in the district, but other folks can use this.
Absolutely. We've had several different organizations that have asked to use the facility for sure. And just the technology piece of it as well. We have, like Mr. Hale had said, state-of-the-art technology, lighting. It's really one of the best theaters we have in the area, not just in Decatur.
What does it see? What's the capacity?
Oh, I'm not even really sure. What is it?
I believe our capacity is like 703. And I know it's kind of odd to have that extra number, but they've kind of allowed us to be able to try to get as many students in
sure.
One location as we can.
So the possibilities are endless,
yes.
I would think, for potential performances. It's just amazing. All right. So how many? So you've been principal for how long?
Principal officially for 1 year.
Okay.
Assistant principal for 14.
And then the 1 year, what's the biggest difference between being an assistant principal and being a principal?
Oh my goodness. There's a lot of difference between the two roles for sure. I used to tease Mr. Prangy, honestly, about him going to all the meetings and making me do all the work as an assistant principal. But I know now that it has a whole lot more to do than just going to meetings. The main thing is that it's just the wide view lens that you have to use
sure.
as a principal, whereas an assistant, you're kind of getting that tunnel vision.
You're focused on a very
yes.
specific thing.
And so that's one of the main changes is just the wider lens that you have to use as a principal.
All right. Day-to-day life, you know, inside of John's Hill. And as an English as a second language school, right? lot of kids coming to your school, assimilating into the community, and that's everything from, you know, doctors, you know, moving here from another country. It's all across the board, right? Mm-hmm. And how special is that to kind of, you know, to have that unique identity in District 61?
Absolutely. It's a huge identity for us at Johns Hill, but especially for District 61 as well. We really pride ourselves on that aspect. We have 12 different languages right now that we represent, or that are represented in our ESL department. It's growing every day. We usually have probably weekly at least 3 or 4 different students that are getting screened for that program a day. And so it's really growing, and we really are excited about being able to offer that type of environment for all of the students.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
I mean, every day, Brian, I get the honor to rise in a class that has 2 beautiful students from India. I have 2 Islamic students, 9 Hispanic students in my homeroom with the 2 gentlemen to my right, and we get to rise every day and say the Pledge of Allegiance together. I mean, It's a wonderful thing to see every day and be a part of.
Yeah. We used to celebrate the melting pot. I'm glad to hear that we still are, which is pretty
amazing. We also have some Ukrainian students that just came today, or this year, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So those are obviously families that, you know, have been through a lot. And so you work as sort of a landing space for them, you know, right? I mean, that matters.
Yeah. I have a Ukrainian student in my classroom, in my seventh hour, and sometimes I have to translate directions to him through my cell phone to get him to understand what's going on. But he's assimilating. He's fitting in. You talked about it. We are a place that I think is the true representation of what America is.
Yeah.
I mean, us all getting along, multiple cultures, multiple colors, all working together for good. It's really, I think Decatur really should come and see what's going on at Johns Hill, because it truly is, you know, they say the Johns Hill way. I'm sure you heard that when your family was there. And we truly are working to develop that in a multicultural dynamic way. And it's really neat to see every day.
All right. How many years have you been a teacher?
Next year, I will finish my 35th year being an educator.
That's amazing.
34.
You seem every bit as energetic about it today as maybe you were even at the beginning.
Being at Johns Hill is a lot to do. I was at Eisenhower for a few years.
Yeah.
And I moved over to work for Mr. Prangy. And Johns Hill's kind of put wind in my sails again.
Yeah. Why is that, do you think?
Well, the kids I get to teach are pretty fantastic. I mean, I love my homeroom. I love being part of the direction Michelle's kind of taking it. You know, Rob was there, and now Michelle's done a good job of trying to build a bridge to what was the old Johns Hill. We've really focused on that and tried to get the kids to buy into that. And the arts integration stuff is really touched my heart. I participate in the plays every year. I was the Grinch in Seussical last year, which these guys will say is probably the perfect role for me. And it really is a place that my face hurts from smiling every day.
Oh,
I really enjoy teaching.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I know that bricks and mortar aren't everything. You know, we had a great 8 years there in the oldest building in the district. And that has its challenges from administrators, from teachers. I mean, you've got stuff you got to fix, and things are always kind of hard to go into the theater if the ceiling's falling in, right? But it's not everything. But, man, it matters. I mean, the energy level that you just feel walking into that building. And I think the kids inherently know that the community's invested in them, right? That they care enough to like go, here's this fantastic school to go to. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I mean, how do you value that?
It's extremely valuable, honestly. The old Johns Hill building had a lot of character. It had a lot of history. It had a lot of memories for everyone in the community that had been there in one facet or the other. This new building just brings a new light, you know, to the modern day, I guess. And it really was nice to see the students as they walked into the building that very first time, where their eyes were just in awe that it was just so immaculately just new and fresh.
And vibrant.
Yes.
And just the design.
Yes.
I know there are people that will, you know, oh, you just need a square building. And it almost feels like a community college, right?
It certainly does.
Also know in education these days how important that communal kind of thing is, right?
Yes. And it goes for not only the aesthetics of the building, but also the seating and the way that the classrooms are organized and the way that we have the breakout sessions and the learning stairs and the learning environments are just, there's so much more conducive to what we as Johns Hill are wanting to do with the arts integration pieces.
All right, that's pretty amazing. Well, we have a couple of students in with us right now. We're going to bring another student in after the other side of the break. Now, I don't know how you want to do this. You just want to break the surprise to him now?
Sure, let's go ahead and just break the surprise now.
Okay.
So, Mr. Hale, we wanted to do something special for you. And
okay, I thought we were talking about arts.
It's kind of like
coming after he's talking about OJ, and now you're springing this on me.
It's kind of like this old "This Is Your Life." Remember that old story? I know we're going to date our age here.
Yeah, these kids aren't going to know what that is. I barely know what that is, but yes, it was an old TV show.
It was a very old TV show. So last year, or the year before, the district put an initiative out. I believe it came through the media specialist Maria Robertson, and she did the "I Choose You." I know that in that video presentation that Steve Nichols did, our videographer, he asked the teachers to choose a student. And then they gave the students the information about why they would choose them and why they were inspirational to the teacher. This year, we've decided to do I Choose You, where the students choose the teacher. And so we have some students here that have some things that they prepared ahead of time. And I know it was going to be a very big shock to you, but I wanted this to be very special, and the kids were very excited when I reached out to them, and they've worked really hard on some things that they would like to speak and tell you. So,
all right. Well, look, they're smiling, and it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you know, your average sixth grader is not happy about being up at this time, let alone being in here to honor a teacher. Parker, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
All right, scoot up a little closer to that microphone if you don't mind. Sixth grader?
Yeah.
All right. What's your experience like at Johns Hill?
Well, I was in fifth grade, but, like, it just wasn't working out.
Yeah.
Like, I was too far ahead, so I had to move up to sixth grade and learn everything.
All right. So you were doing too good. And so you were too smart for the fifth grade. They put you in the sixth grade. That's a good thing to have. What's so special about Mr. Hale to you?
Well, he was the first teacher to welcome me to sixth grade.
All right. And you have something prepared?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and read that?
Dear Mr. Hale, I choose you. You were the first one to welcome me to sixth grade. While I am younger and smaller than the rest of my classmates, you never expected less of me. You believed in me even when I didn't. You boosted my confidence, my knowledge, and, of course, my love for history. You can make anyone feel at ease in any situation. I choose you as my favorite teacher, my mentor, and my person to look up to for a lifetime.
All right. Well written. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Parker.
Ashton, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Sixth grader as well?
Yes.
All right. What do you have for Mr. Hale?
Oh, a story that I wrote.
Okay. Well, go ahead and read it to us.
Mr. Hale, I choose you because you helped me with my classwork. I have always been excited to be in your class because my brother told me that you were a fun teacher and coach. He always makes us laugh with his daily joke. Thank you for being one of my favorite teachers. We love you, Mr. Hill.
I love you too, Ashton.
All right.
Very much.
You got a daily joke? Every day?
Well, it's usually making fun of myself or my wife's meatloaf, and the kids really like that. So my wife is a district employee, so I probably shouldn't make fun of her on the air. So
yeah,
I won't.
Well, just her meatloaf. It's okay. Well, listen, it's fantastic. I know what goes on in a teacher's life today, and you've never had to be more things at one time than you as a profession have to do today, right? I mean, you're a social studies teacher, but you're a counselor, you're a dietitian, you're the things that teachers handle in their classrooms today is so much more than it's ever been. And it has to be rewarding, you know, beyond a paycheck and contracts and all that. to know the kind of impact you have on these kids' lives and the way they feel about you. And I know you were surprised, and don't point at me. This is all her. But that has to feel good.
It is. It's a great honor to be a teacher. What I'm scared of is more teachers and are leaving in droves. You've talked about the district and the fact that we're short. And I would tell everybody out there, be a teacher. I mean, my daughter's a teacher. She teaches at Parsons, and she'll teach at South Shores next year, and I'm really proud of her. And I'm proud to be an employee of DPS 61. I'm really proud of these guys because they're the reason I teach.
Yeah.
You know, I put a post on last night about I am what I am today because so many people have touched my life. And I've taught for this will be the end of my 34th year. I'm trying not to cry, Mr. Myers. And it has been the greatest honor of my life to be in kids' lives every day.
Well, that's important. That's why you guys are here today, because there's perception and there's reality. And I feel like we all live off perception rather than digging in to find out the reality, because it's a little harder to do. But once you do, you uncover some great stories. So you guys stick tight. We're going to bring another student in now that you know there's more coming. So I'll get you a Kleenex. And when we get back,
we'll hear
from another Johns Hill student. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, we've got some rain to start, then mostly cloudy and sunny with a high of 62 and some wind. Tonight, clear and windy with a low around 41. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 74. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 44 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:23.
It's our lowest prices of the season at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Right now, shop unbeatable deals on the things you need for spring. Like 3-pound bags of Estate grass seed, just $9.99. $10 off 36-pound bags of Estate crabgrass preventer, $26.99. Assorted 5-quart jugs of Valvoline full synthetic motor oil, $21.49 after sale and rebate. And Stabil gasoline stabilizer, just $9.99 a quart. Don't miss our lowest prices of the season in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Experience Millikan University firsthand during a campus visit day on Saturday, April 20th. Tour campus to see where you'll live and learn. Explore top-ranked majors and programs and find your fit through athletics, performing arts, and more than 75 student clubs and organizations. Along with important admission information, you'll learn how the new Millikan Tuition Promise makes your private education affordable. You can even submit your free application for admission on SVP for the April 20th campus visit day at millikan.edu/visit.
Hi, JR from Speed Lube here again, reminding all of our clients how much we appreciate you and the services we provide that others may not. Here at Speed Lube, you have the choice to stay in your vehicle or wait in our lobby while we perform the service for you. Our full service includes a multi-point inspection that entails checking differential and transfer case fluids, along with all the other vital fluids underneath the hood. We also vacuum the floorboards, wash the exterior windows, and correct your tire inflation. All of this while providing a premium Pennzoil product. Thank you, Decatur and surrounding areas, for your 43 plus years of patronage. We look forward to seeing you again.
Join us on May 4th from 12 till 5 p.m. at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater for an exciting Decatur Park District Arts Jamboree. Unleash your creative side as you paint pots, create art, make friendship bracelets, shop the plant sale, preview arts programs, and more. Be sure to mark your calendars and gather your friends and family for a day full of artistic enjoyment at the Arts Jamboree. For more information, visit DecaturParks.org or visit our Facebook page.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, Mark Topper coming up at the bottom of the hour here. I'll bring out our home highlight a little later today. We've got a whole crew from Johns Hill in this morning. I want to thank Michelle Bonebreak, who is the principal and our teacher of the day here, Kevin Howell, who was surprised by his students. We have another student with us, and I'm guessing a former student. Aiden looks a little bit older. Aiden, where are you in school now?
MacArthur High School.
Okay, but you had Mr. Hale as a teacher?
No, a basketball coach.
Basketball coach, okay. And you've prepared something for him.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and read it.
Mr. Hale, I chose you because I will never forget the times that you gave me rides home from basketball practice and you referred to my neighborhood as Santa's Village because of all the deer in my neighborhood. You also stayed on me about my grades and helped me with my homework whenever I needed it, and you was always there for me. You were my positive role model. You taught me how to lead by example. Mr. Hale, I thank you and I appreciate you.
All right, thank you for that.
I appreciate you too, Aiden.
All right, so you've got current students, former students. This is just a little example of the impact you've had on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids over those 34 years. Pretty amazing stuff. I'm supposed to ask you about the lion. I have no idea what's coming, but tell me the story.
Well, the woman that made me the lion. Well, funny story. When kids do something exceptional in class, I put a lion on their paper. So if they get 100 on a test, I draw a lion. It's from years of mundane lectures at Millikan. And on my notes, I used to, the only thing I can draw is lions. Stick people and lions, and I work at an arts integrated school. So I would just draw a lion on it. One day, the young man to my right, Parker, comes up to me with this crocheted little lion head. And his mother had made it for me. And it hit me at a time when, you know, I was questioning, did I want to finish the race? Did I want to continue? You know, teachers all go through that stuff. But it really lifted me up. And I wore it like a medal for, 2 weeks. I wore it around my lanyard. And it's one of those things that, you know, money can't buy. You know, it's worth more than a gold medal to me. And Parker gave it to me, and it just, it meant a lot. It meant a lot. And it's just this, it's a symbol of a symbol. And you never know how you impact kids' lives. You know, a silly little lion because they got 100 on a paper, but to them it means a lot. And it was neat that I got a lion that meant a lot to me.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you handled yourself with grace today after getting bushwhacked.
I did. I got, like a train hit me, but thank you.
Well, listen, Parker and Ashton and Aiden, thank you for what you guys did today and coming in here and doing this. This means a lot, and we're so proud of the kids of District 61 and so proud of those teachers that go out and fight this fight every single day. And you got to have administrators that are making sure all of that works together. And congratulations on your new career, the new school. All I can tell you is if you haven't been to Johns Hill, you really need to find a reason to go. It is an amazing space. It's always been full of amazing people, but now the actual building matches that same vibe you'll find in the hallways. We really appreciate it. So Michelle Bonebreak and Kevin Hell, and congratulations, Kevin and Parker and
Thank
Ashton
you.
And Aiden.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you both, or all three of you coming in, and the words that you had prepared before, a big deal and very important. We should do more of this.
Yes, I agree. I feel like that the teachers right now, especially this time of year, is a very difficult for them to get refocused and re-energized. So something like this, if I choose you, it will really help bring the wind back underneath their sails as well.
Well, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
All right. This is the deal, Nick. This is fun. Nick's a teacher, so he understands and gets all this.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.